I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, bless our critters. We started our journey in our lovely home, a multiple burrow under Toucan's dead tree. And no, oh no, a flood is coming. Our home is going to be underwater soon. What are we going to do? We work together, successfully knocking down our tree and fashioning it into a boat. The boat sails downriver and unfortunately comes across a rather large crocodile blocking the way. Our porcupine character Gertrude does try to talk to the crocodile at first and is blocked by our bunny character Jacob, who throws the porcupine into the mouth, the gaping maw of the crocodile, as a distraction as the rest of them attack. Only the bunny Jacob and the badger actually have to make their turns because the crocodile is knocked out quite sharply. And the team carry on down the river to the end of the line, where they find themselves in a car park, an old, ruined car park.
Very nicely done there. Yes, you find yourself in the barren tarmac of what used to be a very large and very popular for its time theme park. In the distance, all you can see is the words Fun Urchin Land. Long since rusted, some of the letters were missing. Basically, the entire thing just spells out fuck. In the distance, you can see a couple of tents, a couple of little shanty towns. Yes, there's a car with free candy written on the side of it. It's your choice to go over there if you wish. But as you start walking closer, you do notice that the main gates of the park are very much shut. Along the walls of the park, there are moving figures. A bit too far away to see, but they look like they're guarding place. And a shanty town has cropped up outside. What do you want to do?
Okay. Should we have a group huddle gag?
Yeah, all right there, lads. We're looking
not
to make,
us with the porcupine.
Make ourselves a nice new home somewhere.
Should we check out this free candy van? Or should we go to the scrap cheap challenge town over there?
I don't know about this. Floodwaters could keep going. Best.
Hold. Carmen, did you just say scrap heap challenge?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Are you going to willingly take a damage, or are you going to give it to someone else with a 50-50
chance?
No. Hang on. That's not a real thing.
That's a brand?
It is technically a thing, yes.
It's not a brand.
Get him.
It's a real world TV program, I guess. I guess that counts.
Then, Joe, I'm going to spin the wheel this first time. Pass it on.
Of course you fucking
right. Well, that does include you. What I'm doing is rolling a D5.
I like how he said that as if he was doing us a favour as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be Toucan. So Toucan, odds are even.
Oh no, that's the lowest health pull out of all of us.
Odds.
Odds, may the odds be in your favour. Hey, it's evens. So you get 2 points of damage. Yes. Name Cartman.
Fucking porcupine piece of shit.
What did I do?
So, explain to me how somehow Gertrude's bullshit offends you so much that you take damage.
I'll have you know your scrapyardastic bullshit offends me!
Such lowbrow TV program. How dare you?
My grandmother was a guard dog of a graveyard.
Oh no.
That opens up a whole bunch of questions that I don't think we have the time to explore.
We never heard of adoption.
I guess it wasn't.
So, continue where he left off before Cartman's blunder.
I was going to say, the badger's making a good point here. It might be a good idea to try and find higher ground before we start burrowing again.
Personally, I'd prefer to gather some. You know what badgers are, we prefer to stay undercover, so perhaps we should move spot to spot that's actually a little bit protected. Being out in the open for too long, it's not my favourite thing.
That is the best advice I've had all day. I would dare say let's do what Mr. Badger decides.
Alright chaps, ears up, eyes sharp. Let's do some recon. Get to the next car. The one that seems to be delightfully on fire, and we'll
whiskey tango foxtrot.
Oh, God. So you're making your way up, and as you start making your way towards the shantytown, more critters come into view. Tokens yet to be created.
I'm busy, fuck.
You lazy fuck.
They're just kind of milling around, and some of them are at the main gate, banging on the gate, you know, trying to get inside or shout, but you're too far away to quite hear.
I don't know about y'all, but I see critters and they seem too far away for me to hear.
Could go closer, could try and see about that. What was his advantage?
Can I use my special bunny eyesight to...
Not your ears,
bud? Your bunny eyes see.
Your bunny eyesight, yeah, I see.
My specialised bunny eyesight to see if I can see anything the others can't.
Sure, you're more than welcome to.
I guess you eat enough carrots.
Is that like going to be a wisdom check or a... what?
I mean, let's go for a vibe.
Vibe? Okay.
I have no fucking clue, dude. This is off the rails.
Alright, well, I'm asking you, like, probably noggin or instinct to see if I can see things better.
Alright, go on then. Go on, yeah. Tell me which one you want.
Right, I think we'll go instinct, seeing as this is a sense I'm looking to use. So either hear or see anything that would give us any more clues. I'm going to roll a d8. I rolled a 2.
Okay, so you're trying to find information about the shantytown?
Or just about the critters that are in our way.
Well, try to listen to that conversation. You seem to be a bit too far away to really notice anything. There's a mix of a few things here and a few things there that you can see. There's plenty of different species. There's also some movement in the free candy van, but...
We've got some movement in two directions, sure. Chaps. Still can't see what's going on, though.
All right, watch your 9. Try it over there.
Are you mocking me, Tuka?
Can I use my noggin and see if I can know what is going on over at the free candy van?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Gosh. Do you want to know that?
That is a 4. Plus 1, I make a 5.
Goodbye.
So in this world, objects can become alive, and they have a base level of sentience. They are known as bliffs. They are not the smartest creatures in the world. And depending on what they are, depends on if they're hostile or neutral. And inside this van, something is very much alive.
All right, everyone. From what I know is sometimes in this world, things become inanimate objects. become animate.
Oh, okay.
And I know something over there has been affected.
You heard someone from that van over there. Should we go and check it out?
Yes, you see, in this world, inanimate objects sometimes become...
Yes. Silly, I want to make words. Let's go check out this free candy van. And Gertrude's going to get to go check out the...
No! That's an inanimate object! It might be animate!
Spell inanimate... blah, blah, blah. Spell that word. I don't
know. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sort of put my paws out to stop everybody other than Cartman from going towards this van. I'm just going to, let's just see
no,
what
don't, happens. Don't worry, Mr. Bunny. Don't worry, Mr. Jacob. I was having no intention of going over to that van.
Okay, so we're all just watching the porcupine go over to this van.
So you're gonna go over to the van. Gertrude's going over to the van.
I'm gonna look at the porcupine, get some candy out the bag, one at a time.
Sorry.
Say again. Gertrude strolls up to the van. Looks straight up the van and goes, candy. Huh. Interesting. And she's going to, it's only a foot tall. Is the van open or anything? Was it all closed up or all, like, broken windows or anything?
It's fine. It's the back.
The back door's slightly open.
That's what Gertrude can see in a minute.
Can I ask why we ever lived near this porcupine for as long as we did? Why did none of us move away?
I thought we were the kids.
My home?
Open the doors. Open the door. Okay. Let's open the doors. Hello? Anybody there?
You can blame Jane for this. Jane, for this gift. This is not this. This thing. This was not my idea to have it this bad.
Okay.
But, oh yeah. Yes, yes.
Have I someone on the podcast?
You hear a friendly voice.
What?
Matt did not tell me where he was being.
What else came up on my screen?
What the fuck?
I.
Why is that big balls?
Wow.
It, like, touches his chin. Like, the, oh my, like, dear Jesus. And, like, why is the head of it a different color than the rest of it? And his balls are black. What is this?
Postman Pat. Like, and he's black and white, nads.
Oh, Captain, like, I'm laughing thumbs. Too hard there's, to think I do not hear you just did that.
There's, like there's, what thumbs. Is, what, I would, I, what, I don't
so
understand.
Very,
go on, Matt, should we let you explain what I stumbled upon?
Can I explain
upon?
This? Because you're the one that brought this upon all of us.
No, so, give me a second. First things first, Jacob, I did hear the Postman Pat theme just then. Do you want to take one or give two to someone else?
I'm going to challenge you directly because you're the one that put Postman Pat on the screen.
Challenge denied.
Does that mean...
Hey, if I'm not allowed scrappy challenge, then yeah.
Well, I'll take it.
Okay.
I think it's worth it.
You'll take the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't afford to have two and take another.
Oh my god! I've zoomed in. Oh my fucking god!
You don't want to do that.
Don't do that. Don't zoom in.
So as Gertrude,
you zoom in and there's hair on it. The detail is incredible. It's got veins and everything.
Oh.
That it does.
So, okay, JD, you can do your explanation here. I'm trying not to laugh.
Okay, give us back some time to die.
Let's get back into scene,
the explanation.
Gentlemen. Come on now, scenery.
Yeah, hold on, Carmen, a second.
Gertrude?
It is. So what happened and why it looks like that, it's pretty simple. I've been doing some of the artwork for this because it's a custom story and there aren't maps and there aren't tokens for it. Literally last night at like 10 o'clock at night, Matt goes, hey, there's a Postman Pat character. Do that. I say, hey, Postman Pat's an actual thing. You can get a PNG of him, right? He goes, no, artwork. We'll need artwork for him. And if you're going to be a dick, your Postman Pat is going to get a dick. The bigger the dick you are, the bigger the dick
you are. So you just went into your archive and just pulled this out?
No, I drew this.
Oh, okay.
I haven't defined not Postman Pat yet. That's other characters.
So, Gertrude, as you open up the back of the door,
come on, Gertrude!
It's a dead Postman Pat lying there.
Oh, he's not dead. He's sentient. It's a little toy. It's a toy post. It's a toy postman.
God. Oh god!
It's one of those big figurines that they make you take pictures with.
Okay, so how big is a figurine?
That big thing doesn't.
You know, they're life size.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like regular doll size, you know.
Okay, so it's about 6 inches then.
Well, something 6 inches. More than that.
Okay, should we say 8 inches?
Tumble
then,
over.
Be generous. You know, if we measure from 12, if we measure from the.
No, the proper answer when they ask how big it is you say more than enough. That's the appropriate answer.
Yeah. above average.
More than enough.
From the base of the balls.
Okay.
So no, you measure from the asshole. That's how you do this.
So let me
put the back of these doors
like this,
and just here.
So I can pick up this sentient...
Cartman, shut up!
Give me 2 seconds, girl. You just hear, essentially, "Oh, hello there! I seem to have lost my trousers.
I'm
the postman.
I don't think...
You got any letters?
I don't think that thing could fit in trousers.
Is your name Donald?"
Jacob's just still holding his paws out, stopping anyone from going closer. He's like, "Hold. Old."
You can't see this, by the way. This is the back of the van.
All right, can we move to a sensible distance where we can possibly see in?
Well, I'll let Gertrude have an action because obviously Cartman's got something in mind, and then you potentially move forward.
Stroke the staff, swallow it down.
So I think first things first.
Don't swallow it down.
First things first, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stare at this postlander, looking straight in the eye, and going, "Well, you've been having a fun time."
Which
and then I'm gonna turn around and shout, "Guys, it's all safe. Come and join me." And then
is it?
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
You there, little porcupine. Have you got an email for my sack?
No, I do not, you filthy Irish guy. I mean, how could you say that to me? I mean, I'm going to pick him up and I'm going to wave him around.
Do you
want to
touch that?
Mine now.
Wait, you're going to pick him up and wave him around like a wand?
Yes.
Flopping around.
I think he might make a great weapon, you know. He has
oh no, Portal Summoner Part 2.
No. We're not doing this again. No. No. That's a no.
Technically, it would be hard.
I put my foot down.
He's a doll. Matt!
I want a sentient postman.
Put your foot down, Matt. Be the man. Be the better man. Don't do this. Cap.
It's not meant to be a weapon.
Cap, you're the most mature person here. Cap, step forward. Cap.
Is he? No. Oh. Cap allowed the Dominator Mark 1. I'm not sure he's the man you think he is.
At least let me kind of roll for it so I can like pick it up and weld it as a weapon.
You want to wheel?
Yes! Because if I'm a 12-inch porcupine, and he's a 6-inch figurine of a postman made of hard plastic, yes, that's going to be a sword for me.
I've just got to ask, what part of him are you holding as the hilt, and what part is the
that'd
blade?
That'd be the legs are the hilt, and you can imagine what the...
The cross guard is? Yeah. You want that draping over your hand the whole time?
It's fine. I don't think like that. I'm a porcupine.
Just don't shake him around too much.
No. Matt. Come on. Matt.
On guard.
Why is he...
Matt, no.
That was so painful.
We're literally in the second area. Don't do this.
This is still part of the first act. Unfortunately, the postman cannot be used as a weapon. He is a blip.
He's a person. However, if you break a body part off of a blip, who knows?
So, now you have this creepy postman dough, what do you want to do with it? What do you want to do now?
Bleach my eyes.
So, Mr. Postman, why can you talk? You're not an animal.
He's a blip.
He's a blip. They don't have a lot of intelligence, basically. They have a single kind of goal in mind, and this one is to deliver mail out of his sack.
Okay.
Where is his
sack? Some white envelopes.
You're here for the fan mail.
Might as well ask this question. What mail do you have, Mr. Postman?
Not until at least another 10 minutes from now.
Mr. Postman?
It's going out of the sack.
What is that stuff coming out of your sack?
Step Postman, what's that coming out of your sack?
Matt, I don't know. You're okay.
Oh, it just be letters. But the postman is the sole reason you get
herpes.
Half an hour breaks, basically.
What?
It was written as a jokey way that every game, this guy will show up,
deliver some hot mail over you. And you'll have an ad read per episode.
Oh, God.
That was the sole purpose.
Now we're our sponsors.
Welcome to our sponsor, OnlyFans.
I'm gonna save your segment right now, because Mr. Postman is gonna go, well, hang on now, I've got something just for you. And he's gonna read into his sack, he's gonna read out. And he goes, cough, cough. Drink!
It's not time for that break yet.
Damn it.
Motherfucker.
You have a couple of minutes. So, the rest of you see Gertrude carrying this,
cock and balls.
This figure. What do you do?
I dare say I thought my bill was quite large. I feel emasculated. What do you think, Mr. Jacob?
What the holy fuck are you doing with that, Gertrude?
Stop bringing it closer.
What the holy fuck are you doing with that?
Yeah. We don't need it closer.
You stand back, Gertrude.
I found a strange talking male guy.
And why did you
pick up? Oh my god, it hit me in the eye! Ah, oh, fuck!
He seemed interesting. I didn't want to leave
him alone. Clarice is going to hide underneath a car.
And I wanted to share it with my friends. And I'm gonna throw him at the rabbit. Catch.
Shut your mouth!
Okay. Okay, I mean, Jacob catches him, no problem. It's...
Do you want to?
Jacob isn't embarrassed. He's...
That's fine. Because Gertrude's going to look and go sticky, isn't he?
Mr. Jacob, would you mind burning that thing? That would be quite...
Hold on.
It's right over the fire, actually.
Postman, what's your purpose?
I'm just here to deliver a meal.
Right. We'll pass over the meal, please.
Fuck's sake, alright.
Jacob's all business, he's just ignoring the erection.
In that case, fine. Okay, you could do me the ad read then.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well volunteered.
Alright, are you tired of the same old forage? Sick of gnawing on dry twigs and stale seeds? Well, say goodbye to boring bites with Chomp and Charge energy clusters. Crafted from the finest forest ingredients and packed with enough kick to keep you dashing through the danger, Chomp and Charge gives you the edge you need in the wild. Whether you're stalking predators, scouting enemy dens, or just outrunning your packmates, these clusters deliver a blast of energy with every crunch. Don't just survive, thrive! Pick up a pack of Chomp and Charge energy clusters today. Now available in three delicious flavours. Berry, carrot, and crunch. Chomp and Charge, because when you're out there, every second counts.
Original flavour. It's just the original drinks.
Alright. It sounds like a food item, so it's going to give you health. I'm going to roll a d8. Whatever you get is what basically it'll give you.
Yeah, it's like an energy bar.
It gives you a d2's worth. It gives you d2 worth of health. And let's say what it's about 1 SP because it's a small thing. So mark in there a Chomp Charge. Plus D2 health, 1 SP.
Right, hold on a second. Stuff, Chomp Charge, 1 SP. That's just the... SP's the space in the... isn't it?
Yeah. It's your kind of inventory.
And notes is... plus 2.
Plus two health.
Health.
Oh, do you turn them upside down?
Can I also request... like something to do with grit on this one because it's an energy bar.
You know what? Sure, I'll give you a plus 2 on grit as well.
Goodbye, postman.
Fabulous. So after reading this advertisement and taking the free sample of Chomp and Charge energy clusters into Jacob's pocket, he just casually discards the postman and turns back to the group to move on.
Finishes him off.
God.
Okay.
Sacks depleted.
Oh. With that now done, the only other option is the shantytown.
Alright, with that bizarre encounter out of the way, let's head on to this town and see if there's any way to get uphill and away from the water.
I will point out this entire tarmac area does seem to be hill. And, yeah, you seem to be very much safe on this, so you're not likely to be flooded anytime soon up here.
We live here now. Season over.
I dare say, let us go in town and see if there's many other like-minded individuals as us wanting to escape the water, and maybe they know a better place to go. Or if this shanty town is a great place to stay.
We're not breaking promises.
No, it looks like trash.
Oh, I didn't know we have a Debbie Downer in our group.
One man's trash is another one's treasure.
So as you'll make your way over to the shantytown, creatures of all shapes and sizes will turn to you and take note of you, give you a nod, and just carry on going about their lives. They seem to be incredibly miserable. But as you're now closer, you can hear the fact that... one or two of them are banging on the front gate. Come on, now we're starving. You gotta give us some more food. And a reply comes from up above the gate. It's not time for the work. Fuck off. And the two critters that are at the gate turn away. Yeah, you know, they're looking a bit down, yeah, hungry.
Now,
they're all very thin.
As a bird, can I fly up to the top of the wall?
Just drag him down.
You want to fly up to the top of a guarded wall?
No, don't go up.
Yes.
That would be not a good idea.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
I want to perch on the edge of the wall. Go up to perch at the edge of the wall. I want to talk to the guards.
Yeah.
Face to face.
Okay.
Don't.
You want to... Fly.
Give me a second, chaps. I'm gonna go give these guards see if they can point us in the right direction. I'm gonna give them a good discussion.
Go for it, Tukin.
Give them a good discussion.
Good man.
Can I go to why he goes I wanna start wandering over to the other critters? But...
Yeah, I'll go towards the door and sort of stay kind of in range with Tukin. Despite the fact he's higher than me.
So, Tukin, as you take off, one of the critters comes running over to the rest of you and goes, "Is that your friend?" Is it?
The acquaintance, perhaps.
Yeah. The delay in asking if whether or not I am your friend actually hurts me dearly. It hits my self-esteem. I thought we were friends. What the hell?
I'd say more like family.
Oh, good save. Good save.
He tagged along with us.
He's an acquaintance. He's a useful fellow sometimes. And why? What is it?
You'd be best off telling him not to be doing that. The last person that tried to fly up there got fucked up by a hork.
A hork?
Hey, hork.
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 I think Cap wants to like single-handedly kill Matt through Discord for this horrible Scottish accent. Like, just wants to blur.
Oh yeah, just like a... he's not alone.
It wants to kill Matt so much for this.
Bird brain, get down.
That's an eagle. That's not even a fucking hawk. What the hell is this? You put a bald eagle in there and you call it a hawk? You hick.
Called it a hawk.
It's a hick.
Is that the eagle's name? Is the eagle just named Hork?
Yes.
With an O. It's a Hork.
Yeah. It's Hork.
Yeah.
Hork the eagle is coming to get you.
It's a Horker from Skyrim. Like, what the fuck?
Birdbrain, get down here. More danger than we thought. Come on.
I want to know if you hear this as you're flying up there, so...
I would assume they're all talking about this as I'm already in the air. Now, I would love to say that I heard this, but can I roll a noggin check in case I hear this?
Yes, roll me a noggin check. It's going to be a relatively easy check.
That is a 5 plus 1, so 6.
Oh, yeah, you hear that. You hear it enough.
Sorry, was that Hork with an O? Mr. Jacob, do you know what is he talking about?
Do you come down?
I'm pretty much hovering in the air. I, like, turned around. I'm probably not that far off the ground, like 5 feet or so. 5-6 feet off the ground.
The eye in the sky.
What are we talking about? Is there something in the air I don't need to be at? Do I need to come down?
Hey, there'd be a hawk.
What's that big creature in the sky over there? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's a...
Now, with my noggin roll, do I see the hawk with an O? That needs to be the name. Hork it needs to
eagle.
Be hawk.
Hawk the eagle.
Hawk the eagle? Yeah. Hawk the bald eagle? Yeah.
Every time you say hawk, he's going to take one HP off of you.
Hawk.
I hope you know.
The hawker.
No, I'm just giving an extra couple of HP to this thing.
The hawker.
I'm doing a cat pit. It's now at 30.
Do I see this hawk with my 6 of noggin? Or do I need to reroll a noggin check?
No, you just hear what they're saying.
Okay, do I need to reroll? Can I roll to see if I perceive? Is it instinct or something? Can I reroll to see if whether I see him coming?
Yeah, alright. I mean, considering this thing is quite fast, I'm going to say it's going to be a difficult challenge. So it's about 7-ish.
Okay, so would I do a noggin or instinct? What am I doing? Oh, actually, it would be a instinct. That's what it says. Seeing, there hearing, smelling, that's awareness. Okay. The 6. Damn.
The 7.
You can spend grit to boost that if you want. It's 1 grit per
point
each. Point.
So, okay,
yes.
So I can actually spend. I can spend 1 grit, and I understand he's there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I will spend the grit. Make that a 7.
Cool. So yeah, you see this kind of thing in the distance, perching in a tree. It has yet to see you. It seems to be eyeing up a discarded postman doll.
God.
ML.
Well, there's certainly enough meat on it.
I will come down now. That is quite... Is it a large bird?
It's a fairly large bird.
So
yeah.
Is it... Like, I know everything here is like a foot and a half tall. Is it like a full-size bald eagle? They're about 2 foot tall. So, like, is it actually... bigger than us, or is
it's a mutant hawk?
It was like really big.
It's a fairly chunky bird. It's not quite monster territory just yet, though. Just in terms of, you know, I don't want to TPK the fuck out of it straight away. You know,
it is big enough that it can carry off Gertrude if it wanted.
Just a tall chap.
Oh hell yeah.
Uh oh.
To give you some context.
Oh,
yeah, it'll fuck you up. It'll make you.
Oh
day
my
bad.
Goodness. 20 bald eagles can go from 28 inches to 40 inches, so they can go from 2.5 foot to almost 4 foot tall.
So you're telling me it can take the postman?
My goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, that's our best idea, getting down from there. You don't want to be spotted by that fucker.
I just say, I love your accent. Where are you from?
Don't rightly know.
You sound like, I was going to say, I've heard dwarves in a, you know, I read a book called Lord of the Rings. Have you ever heard of it? Okay. I know I'm gonna take. I know. I did it on purpose.
No!
I did it on purpose. I knew it was coming.
Are you taking one or are you giving it to
I
else?
Will take it because I willingly did it. All right. What am
okay,
I doing?
So that's just
D6.
That's just a 1. No, it's just
take
1 point.
D6. Okay.
12 health.
Yep.
I took it willingly, but when you did that, it sounded like a dwarf. Like a
I've
legit.
Heard people argue that Hork could have took the ring from the start.
Yes. Yes!
So are all of you.
The hort could have done it.
Yes. So are all of you creatures just living in fear of the fuckers on the walls and the big bird? I mean.
Oi.
Why are you out here?
Well, you see, everything got flooded. There's nowhere else to fucking go, so we all ended up here. The bastards inside kicked everyone out about a couple of months ago.
Was it Hork that kicked everyone out?
No, some sort of glorious night, they're saying. Freeing the park for a better people.
Sorry, can you say that again?
A glorious night is freeing the park for a better people.
I'm sorry,
people.
One more time.
The struggle for all the R's.
Shut the fuck up and listen.
He's Welsh now.
God, keep the accent, fuck you.
Good.
I dare say that's the worst accent I've ever heard.
It's a glorious night.
Oh, God, a glorious night.
Oh.
Glorious night.
It's like that one...
Oh,
my goodness. It's like that one franchise I mentioned. It's like the off-brand, the Baron of the Bracelets. It's awful.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. That's actually, you should have made an advert for that.
The tiger that was in the nightstand.
Well, I'm not going to sit around in some trash pile the whole time. Surely there's some way in.
Aye, but you need to wait until it's time for work. That's the only way they let people in. Other than that, you don't have anything else to do. You don't get food unless they feed you. But you don't get food unless you do work.
Can I go talk to one of the guards?
Can do.
Cool. So yeah, I'm gonna go talk to the guards.
Alright.
So yeah, you, Mr. Guardman.
I'm gonna take a few steps away from Gertrude as she talks to the guards.
What's the dealio here? What's with this shanty town?
It's where you fuckers stay. There's no work at the moment, so you can stay out there.
I don't give a fuck about your work. I want to know
it's
what...
It's time of the morning to you!
What the deal is essentially, when we have a job for you to do... I can't stop doing it now. When we have a job for you, we will call and see who's the fittest out of it to do. Then you'll get paid in food, and then you can fuck off back outside.
Well then, it's your lucky fucking day. Because we are now here, the four greatest animals around. We can do any job for any price you need.
Four?
Five.
Four?
Yeah, four.
Gertrude could never count either.
True.
That's true.
More accurate.
Well, I don't...
Forget about the others. They're crap. We're the best. We'll get any job done.
Good Lord, Cartman. Let someone else talk. My God.
Gertrude found out how to get a degree in the apology. We've known no peace since.
You want a job?
Yes.
Well, I'd like someone to touch my cloaca, but that didn't seem like it's going to happen around here with all these Scottish people, so fuck this.
I think Pat will work for that. Mate,
I don't know about the rest of you, but sitting in a trash heap scared of being eaten by a fucking bird seems a bit bullshit. How about next time?
You know, you could have put less emphasis on bird. That was very insulting.
I'm speciesist and proud.
I'm saying this mentally in my head.
Hang on, sorry, Matt. Do you want a job? Yeah, I do want a job.
I can give you a... Go fuck that bloody hawk up.
Okay,
I was actually going to go talk to that hawk. Would you like to go talk to him?
He's going
to
turn around. He's going to... Hang on, I'm going to have to think about this one. Hey.
Mr. Jacob,
am I hearing this right? This town's getting troubled by Hawk the Eagle.
Can we focus?
Is that right?
Brothers, we must focus.
That's kind of what it feels like. Mr.
We should devise a plan together to defeat the Hawk.
It doesn't seem like this porcupine really is good with plans. Mr. Jacob, you seem to be very good with plans. Can we go with your plan? I was going to go talk to him and distract him while the rest of you on the ground... Might potentially
well, I don't
think
we should go talk to him and distract him. I think that me and you should go and talk to him in general. Let's just go and have a word with Hawk.
I like it.
Can I interject for a second here?
Yes, please. Mr. Badger, how are you?
You two are prey animals, so you can possibly get this, but you're both very much food-shaped.
I dare say, a toucan is technically not
sentient.
A prey.
You eat fruit.
That is true.
We eat bugs sometimes, but you mostly eat food.
Yes, but most of what endangers us is basically hunting and deforestation.
Yes, but currently we're in a... I know we're all equal and we're all sentient, all that shit nowadays.
We bunnies have no problem with overpopulation.
Yeah, but you two are very much...
Pat, fuck off. I saw that. Get him away from us. He just leaned into the side of the frame. Go away.
Get that phallus away from me. Get it away from my...
Bad touch. Anyway.
No means no.
You're both very much...
Oh wait, is that a horse? Is that Postman Pat there with another advert?
No.
Because hold on a second. It looks like Postman Pat here is with another advert. Wait.
No.
Wait. Fuck off. Oh, this one reads, this is Hork, the sky's sharpest scout. Here to share my secret to unmatched energy and focus, Hork's Skyblend Nectar Brew. Blended with the finest wild
Hork
flower nectars and a hint
eagle.
Of mountain herb extract, Skyblend Nectar Brew is the perfect drink to fuel your flight or your fight. Whether you're soaring above the treetops, scurrying through the underbrush, or planning your next ambush, one skip of Hork's Sky Blend will keep you sharp, steady, and unstoppable. Remember Hork, the eagle, and his Sky Blend. Because when you're powered by the sky, there's nowhere you can't go.
Cap, incredible. Absolutely incredible. And Matt, stop acting like a goddamn child. What the fuck are you doing on the screen? I don't know what the hell's... And also, for people at home, we keep saying this because the literal logo of the quote-unquote hawk or hork that Matt is saying is a legit bald eagle.
Like, I think they can figure that out. We've been saying it for 20 minutes. Can we move the fuck on?
Yes, absolutely. I'm just letting people know.
We've been saying it for 20 minutes. They know that it's an eagle. We can figure it out. They're not
and
there.
Here I was worried that we wouldn't have enough content. Yet you guys just go on.
Content in air quotes.
Absolutely.
I know you two are both prey animals and you don't think you're you're snack sized. You're a delightful little token drumstick and some fun rabbit feet to chew on for that thing.
Honestly, I'm not really sure how much predator and prey really matter in this world of the apocalypse of blisters and stuff like that.
I'm going to assume if he's been menaced, the town's been menaced, he's been eating people, okay?
I dare say I've survived quite long without your help, Mr. Badger. I think I will do just fine without your rude insults, I'll have you know. Just because I have my kind as a prey animal does not mean that I cannot talk my way out of the situation.
Yes, I think that if the eagle can talk, we should start by trying to talk to it.
Go for it.
Very well, then. Come with you, just to be sure you don't get too eaten.
All right, you three hang back. Tukin and I will take a crack at it.
Manny, if they die, I take dibs on the back.
Well, do stay within at least some range so that you can get into the fight if it does become one.
I have a troll. I don't have range.
I will follow your lead, Mr. Jacob. I find your...
If all else fails, somebody throw the porcupine at it.
Yes, I do think. But I find your military expertise quite invaluable in this scenario.
Okay, so I'm going to take the Tukin and we're going to head towards Hork.
Okay, you can head towards the Hork.
I can't move my token.
Not too retroactively add things. Could we at least tie something heavy from the scrap pile to you so you don't get carried off? I know about Gertrude or Manny, but I'm not going to be able to do jack fuck all shit if you're in the air.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Are we able to source some rope?
Oh, well, I mean, you can talk to the people nearby if you want. Instinct. And see what you can scrounge up. You're going to have to trade something for it, though, because in this shantytown, resources are scarce.
Well, I have some food I can trade, if that would work.
Yes, give me your bollocks.
I just found this Skyblade nectar brew.
Nah.
You have the other stuff though, the crunch.
You get one.
Moving away from that.
I actually have a broken chain. I don't know how long it is, but I do have one in my possession.
Okay, so now we need to find. Oh, you could tie yourself to. Or instead of something heavy,
I can move myself.
Attach yourself to one of. You can attach yourself to one of us, to Gertrude or to myself. We're both very solid creatures.
Now see, I can fly, so would you like me to get up to his level?
I wouldn't... My concern is that he's going to just...
Aye, so can you stay with me? I'd like to shout him down and see if we can get him to talk to us on ground level.
Are we going to tie you two something first or not?
If we can find a rope,
Well, we've got a chain for one of you to be tied to.
Yes, I do have a broken chain. Now, I would assume broken chain means it broke off and it's only like a certain length. How long would it be, illustrious GM?
Considering you're only a foot tall at most, I'm going to say it's probably about 8 inches.
So it's like three lengths? What the fuck?
8 inches is not 3 lengths.
No. I mean, depends on the gauge of the chain. Either way.
If you tie one end around your leg and clip the other to my collar.
If it's like 8 inches.
As good a way as any.
Yeah, you'd have to be really close. You basically'd have to walk with us.
I'm fine with walking with you. Just don't want you to get grabbed up.
Okay.
Yeah, so
doesn't mean the rabbit will have to be on his own.
Are you going to tie to me or Mr.
I've got a good dodge skill. I think it's probably best to tie you to the token.
I could just sit on your shoulders if you would like. I am quite light.
Yeah, alright, I'm fine with that. You can be chained to Kolaris and ride him like a pony.
Okay, so the badger's coming with us now.
Would you like me to talk like a parrot?
No, parrot! Quite immature behaviour.
Yes,
talk like a parrot! Burp!
Fuck's sake.
Right. So, just tell me in simple terms what actually you ended up discussing and deciding.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go to roughly close to where the eagle is. Jacob's going to shout him down in a friendly and inviting manner, and the badger's going to be with me at my side with a token tied to it.
Okay. So, as you all kind of start slowly edging your way closer to this thing, it's going to do something called Scree, standard. It's going to burn 6 grit. All targets in a nearby range, once you get close enough, need to pass an instinct check, or you become terrified, and you must use your next action to run away.
Can I counter that?
How would you counter
a that? A soothing song is my animal talent. I can calm a target.
Well, I tell you what. It's only got a D4 for an instinct, so let's have an instinct off.
Okay.
Instinct off!
Oh, that's a 1.
Alright, that's a good start for us.
That is a 6! La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh, I've got a D8 for instinct. Yeah.
No, no. Essentially, since Toucan's done that, he has counteracted it. So, yeah, you know what? I'll happily say that you've counteracted the terrible scree that you would have otherwise heard.
All right, and I guess Jacob will get back on it. He'll be like, "Ah, calm yourself, old bird. We've heard of the great Hork and his entrepreneurial businesses. Come chat with us."
You want to chat with me?
Of course.
Nobody ever wants to chat with me.
Oh my god, it's Tiny Tim.
Oh, I'd love to have a word if you wouldn't mind coming a little bit closer.
Alright, it'll kind of flut down. Is it near?
Yeah, I mean, Jacob gives whatever customary greeting it is that is in this blister world.
Fair enough.
He says, "It's good to meet you, Mr. Hork. I come with you with some... It might be some bad news, I don't deny it. It seems that the shanty town over there has unfortunately been sending some worker away in order to distract or get rid of yourself."
"Well, the shanty town? No, I don't think they're the ones that gave you the work. I'm pretty sure it was the guys on top of the wall, you know."
"Aye, you're quite right, yes. Are you aware of that?"
"Goody. Yeah, I did see, yes. I have pretty good eyesight."
"Oh, fantastic. Well, in that case, I was just wondering. We didn't get much in the way of details. What's your beef with them?"
"No beef at all, really. I just thought it seems like a nice place to stay. Everything else is fucking flooded, isn't it?"
Aye, we've been having that problem ourselves, sir. We've been having that problem ourselves."
"It kind of seems like you wouldn't really have a problem with things being flooded, wouldn't it? Because me and you are... flight creatures of the air."
"Yeah, have you got to sit down somewhere every now and again, ain't you?"
That is true. You've got me there. And you do seem to be like me. I left because all the bugs that I ate, they've got washed away. I assume what you eat also is washed away. See, we're like-minded individuals."
"Yeah, fair enough. When any of those bastards die in the shanty town, I'll go and eat them."
"That is quite true. That's I do so know that your kind as bald eagles are actually scavenger birds, quite."
"Well, there you go then."
"All right, so you're only taking their dead, is that right? You haven't accidentally killed any of them, have you?"
"I mean, that's debatable, but you know. We've all made mistakes."
"Yes.
We have that."
"You know, as they say, snitches get stitches. So, you know, yeah. No one would rat you out."
Look, I've got a question for you, old eagle, old chum. Good hork, my man. What is your... Do you have another plan for this once you're done with the shantytown? Is there anywhere that you're looking to go, or any idea on how to escape this flood?
To be quite honest with you, I'm making it up on the spot, quite really.
Aye.
Then I should give you a warning. I've got something that I should impart to you, actually. You see, you know how the guards up there, the ones that have been... You mean the shantytown folks sending you them occasionally, yes?
Oh, yes.
They told us to come here and kill you. Said it was a good way to get in.
Oh, bastards.
Exactly.
Aye, like I was saying, they want us to get rid of you.
I'm not too fond of the idea. No point fighting a fine chap like yourself.
That's why I was curious what your story was, sir.
So I say we have a revolution. You and I take over this fucking joint.
Aye. I think that might be a good shout. Do you think that,
Down with the patriarchy.
How would you feel about taking out the guards of that tower there?
Oh, I don't know about that, because I don't know if you lot have noticed or not, but there's quite a few more of them on the other side. You'd need to have some sort of big distraction, perhaps in a much later episode or so, to be able to have a revolution to start.
No, I think we need to do it right now.
Aye, I think we could probably give this a go with you being able to see into the inside and to take care of them. We can take care of the guys on the outside. And we can take over this fucking town.
It didn't want to be like you're alone. We will fight alongside you. I will be in flight with you. I won't be as strong as you, but I'll be there alongside you.
Of course I get the bird brain one of this eagle, hawk, whatever the fuck you are. God, I get what you're saying. They said they let the workers in to do some jobs for them every now and then. Seems like my fellow companions and I, and perhaps some of the workers too, can get them on board, can take care of some inside if you get them on the walls. Means we won't have to deal with them shooting down at us or surprising us or anything.
Is everything okay over there?
No, that sounds too much like capitalism. We are for communism. Down with the patriarchy. We need to overrule everything. Revolution!
I feel like you're mixing up your ideologies there, Tukin. Just calm it down a wee bit here. We're only looking for a place to stay at this time.
Down with the patriarchy. Down with the patriarchy.
Stop chanting, mate.
You're male, so are both of us. Down with yourself? No. Nonsense. So, Ork, what do you think? If we, ask for your help later, get the workers in, get some... Good old revolution and blood and vinegar going. How about you help us out then?
Yeah, well, that sounds like quite a good idea, that. If you can get those shantytown people inside at the same time at some point, perhaps in the next maybe, I don't know, 4 episodes or so, you know, time it just right, we can distract the entrance. I mean, this is it's a big park after all, you know, it's a big old space.
Sounds like a good plan, sir. In that case, what you can do for us just now, if you can stay out of sight of the town, we can report that we've got rid of you, and then we can send a signal once we're ready to get you moved in.
I'll just fuck off then, shall I?
Aye, that'd be great, if you don't mind.
Means they won't send anyone else to kill you.
And make sure not to shoot until you see the white of their eyes.
I don't quite know what you mean by that, but okay. I think the postman over there does.
Oh, is the postman back? Do we have another advert?
That's it. You're just going from behind a car.
Oh, and just before you go, do you have any of your famous Sky Brew?
What the fuck are you on about, mate?
What? I'm talking about Hawk's Sky Blend Nectar Brew.
I think you just had a stroke.
I think you might want to get this one out of the sun. He seems to be having a bit too much of it at the moment, you know what I mean?
Hawk, my good man, it's good brew. Just, if you don't have any, just let us know.
Car fumes from all the wrecks. He's been up in the exhaust pipes again, thought they were a burrow.
Perhaps don't be licking the battery acid in future, mate, you know? Sounds like a bad idea.
I think I'm going to read that as Hork did actually give me some Sky Brew, and we had a nice little drink, and then we left.
Battery acid flavor. Yep.
So with that, the Hawk has just pissed off, basically.
Excellent. We managed to get the Hawk to fuck off. So.
A pint of Cthulhu solving a problem without violence? What is this?
Do you still want me to sit on your shoulder, Mr. Badger?
I might as well, and keeps you out of trouble.
What do you mean trouble? I'm the least trouble out of here. You need to be watching Gertrude if we're talking about trouble.
She's not the one with 3 damage off her.
Yes, but I've got 16 damage. I'm quite fine. And all of my damage was... Actually, most of my damage was due to her. So we need to be watching her.
You get so annoyed you start to die sometimes. I'm not...
I think you're literally making shit up as we speak. I find this very insulting, Mr. Badger.
You get hurt because you got offended.
I did. I did get offended.
And this we learn...
Twice.
Toucan is the real Karen of this game.
You know what? I know someone. I want to talk to the manager.
We'll have to get into the park for that. We'll need to get to work. Let's go back and tell the other two what we've gotten up to and see if they've managed to find anything over the town.
So, meanwhile, whilst this is all going on, the other two, what were you doing? You're in the shanty town looking on at your friends going off to talk to this orc.
So, Gertrude, how often do you wash your spikes then?
Wait, I need to wash my spikes?
Yeah, you've got all crap in them. You've got, like, dead bugs, you've got... Is that good?
Garden lizard.
Previous victims.
I don't check often, you see.
Look! You pull something out. That shows... Oh, look, you've got, yeah, a bit like a, I was like, cat shit. Yeah, I'll tap. It starts pulling stuff out, lip spines.
Whilst you're on the impromptu grooming session, a couple of the local kind of folk look around and, oh, you knew.
Yeah, well, yeah, we've just come across. We were trying to get away from all the water's rising. It keeps getting higher.
Yeah, so the rest of us. Except they don't let us inside that place unless there's work to do.
Well, could we all do it, like, go together as a group? We might be able to get the work faster. It's whether you want it faster, is it more better with more people?
Well. It seems like you lot have only just arrived, so they might give you a hard job, or they might let you all in. But here, we're thinking about taking the place over again. This glorious night bastard kicked everyone out of there a few months back, took it over for himself and his goons.
It seems to me there might be a revolution coming soon. In a few episodes.
Quite possibly. What we need, though, is someone on the inside to tell us what things are going on. We know, however, there is an old train network that runs the entire length of the park. That if you can get onto that, you might be able to go to each area of the park and depose this glorious night bastard.
Ah, very interesting. Should we put you in charge after that, then?
Oh, fuck no, I don't want that. That sounds shady as shit.
No, I will lead them.
You're not there.
It'd be a democratic vote and all that lot.
I will be the worst dictator we've ever seen.
And now your fucking bird mate can hear us from over here.
I will hear him yelling in the distance. I will special remove all their rights.
Jacob just either ignoring or trying to curb his communist tendencies.
Power of meta.
Oh, good God. And in this time about discussing potential revolutionary tactics and whatnot, the others will quite happily have had time to walk back over.
Alright, you two, what are you up to?
Who, me? I'm just procrastinating. Trying to figure out how to kill an albatross.
Done it. Yes, we got rid of it.
Ah.
Yeah. Albatross. Well,
we gave him a good whopping, I will dare say.
Aye, there'll be no more Hawks Sky Brew from now on.
Right, we should tell the guards that, but first off, is there anything we need from this town area?
Well, it is getting quite late in the day. Your little river rapid ride
I just say the only intact building we see is the free candy van. Would you guys like to nest in the free candy van with the mailman?
Well, the mailman's left, so so long as it's empty, I guess that's a good shout.
Oh, he has returned. Oh, dear Jesus, he's on top of the van. Oh, he's dancing. It's very grotesque. Never mind, I'd rather sleep in the rain. Let's just stay out here on the on the asphalt.
I reckon most of us could fit underneath one of those cars, or we could go and sleep in the rubble in the town.
Actually,
either way, is there anything we need to do?
I'm seeing potholes with water in them. I'd rather drown myself in them. Let's go and just drown ourselves in the puddle.
You're more than welcome to go and sleep in the free candy van.
I'd rather not. Do we need any stuff at all? Is
my
ass good?
Is lovely, Plug. Thank you very much.
Actually, hold on a minute. People eat fruit, right?
Yes. Probably. I mostly eat fruit, yes.
Racist.
I do eat some bugs, right, but mostly eat fruit.
Right, and he's... Kolaris is going to pull a full single dill pickle out of his fur. Kind of got a bit of fur sucked it, actually, which is a bit disgusting, and hand it to Dick Cheese Tooken. Richard Gouda.
Hold on. I really want to know this.
Scotland.
What do you want to know?
If Tooken can eat pickles? I assume you can.
I mean, it's a game, I'm pretty sure.
So, would something that is fermented and pickled still be a fruit? Because a cucumber is indeed a fruit.
Well, it doesn't change it being a fruit, it's just pickled fruit.
Yeah, it's pickled fruit.
Well, I guess if...
It's like honey pickled peaches. There's still peaches.
So, I know there's a bunch of hair on it, but... I guess, you know, Mr. Klaus, I would find it very appreciative that you've given me your food, so I will eat it regardless. And I just chomp down on the pickle. I just chomp down on the pickle.
Can't we have some table manners?
Right.
Four health, by the way. Which
there's a pickle you can jump on.
I'm struggling to keep it down. It is very delicious,
okay,
Mr. Claus.
That's a pretty gross pickle, but I'll say it allows you to have a full health regen. And as you go and notify the guards that you've managed to make the hawk go away, they'll throw down... Oh, well, only three of you did it, so they'll throw down three kind of stale biscuits. There'll be about a 1 SP each, and they'll only give you a 2 health back.
Right. I don't want mine. Someone else take it, because I have the bowls. I have a little space. So, Flower or Cartman, if you have room.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have
it. Yeah, I can have it. I'll stick it on one of my porcupines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they've been cleaned.
And I think that's probably as good at any point to end it there. Thank you very much for listening to episode 2 of Blizzard Critters. Same again, we're still just getting our feet into this one. If you want to follow us anywhere on Twitter and or Blue Sky, it's at A Pilot Cthulhu. And thank you very much for listening, and goodbye. And a very quick thank you to Treasures of Astrus. You'll know why eventually.